Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning and welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. You can hear my show each weekday from 3 to 7 on 100.3 The Bull. And I'm happy to welcome on to Eye on Houston a few of my favorite people from the Houston Fire Department. We have Paul Box and Sheldra Brigham. Welcome to Eye on Houston.
Hello. Glad to be here.
So today we're going to talk about one of my favorite events. It's Operation Stocking Stuffer. This is an amazing toy drive put on by the Houston Fire Department. It's helped tens of thousands of children receive toys over the years for Christmas who otherwise may have gone without. Now, before we get into all the amazing details about Operation Stocking Stuffer, I'd like to help our listeners get a little idea who you are and what you guys do for the fire department. I'd start with Sheldra. Sheldra, how did you get involved with the fire department?
Well, I've been with the fire department for a little under 2 years now. I have a media background. I was a reporter and anchor for many years and was bringing stories to the public. And now I'm with the Houston Fire Department, and I get to share all the wonderful things that the department does and all the great community relationships that we have and just all the activities that our firefighters participate in year-round.
So how long did you say you've been with the fire department now?
Less than 2 years.
So what was it about the fire department that drew you in?
Coming from a media background, you know, I've worked with firemen just for the past 16 years, and the intriguing thing to me about being a firefighter and working with firefighters is that their backgrounds are so diverse. So they're not only there to put out the fire, they're there for hazmat scenes, they're there for, you know, automobile accidents, you know, they're there for rescue work, pulling people from floodwaters. And I mean, there's so many different stories to tell. And so I thought, okay, well, let's take that media background and let's put it to good for the public. And so that's really what drew me to the fire department.
Well, that's awesome. Now, Paul, how did you get involved with the fire department?
I applied for a job back 13, almost 14 years ago, and they hired me, and I started out as the graphics person and didn't see at the bottom of the application of the other duties as assigned little notice. So after a while, I just started working on the Operation Stocking Stuffer. It really has been very rewarding for everybody at the fire department.
Now, we're on Eye on Houston this morning with Sheldra and Paul. They're from the Houston Fire Department, and today we're talking about Operation Stocking Stuffer. 2 years ago was the first time I was introduced to the program, and I was totally blown away. I remember we went to this church parking lot, and it started where I met up where donations were being accepted for toys, and then we were in this church parking lot, and I saw this unbelievably long line of families who had heard about this program. And I want to say over 5,000 families received toys that day, and it absolutely touched my heart. But I know it didn't start off with 5,000 families receiving toys. So can you tell me about the humble beginnings of the Operation Stocking Stuffer program?
Yeah, it started probably about 30 years ago. Miss Laura Jean Young, who passed away last year, started it in her neighborhood to basically out of the trunk of her car, collecting used toys to help kids that just wouldn't have anything. And then she reached out to the fire department to see if the fire stations could act as collecting points to collect toys. And that was probably about 15, 16 years ago. And since then, it's just grown to what it is today. It started out from a trunk of a car, went to the back of a pickup truck. And now, last year, we had 21 pods full of toys at the giveaway. So it's just, it's been an amazing growth of this program.
To think 30 years in the making, that's such a huge number when you think about it. I mean, you're talking 3 decades of helping children receive toys during the time of giving. And again, that's one of the charms that really drew me into it. Now, you mentioned that the fire department stations became the donation centers. So as November 16th comes closer, that's when the donations will start to be received for toys. Where can people go to drop off toys?
Well, we'll have every fire station except the ones at the airport will be able to accept toys. We will also have other places, businesses that we work with. Some property management companies, their buildings will have collection boxes. I'm working with some toy stores and some other locations that will have be able to collect toys for us. And I'll post that list on our website where people can go. If it's not near a fire station, they can go to several different locations in town to collect, to donate a toy.
And that's kind of where Pods comes in, because Pods gives us these giant containers to put the toys into. Now, Sheldra, 5,000 families, that's a lot of toys. Where do all the toys come from besides just generous donations of people like myself or just a family friend or someone who drops toys off?
We have a wide variety of companies and just individuals who really just, you know, dig deep into their hearts and their pockets and bring us these toys. Companies collect toys in their offices. We have some companies who donate bikes, and they actually do bike builds on their campuses. Shell did that for us this past year. They're doing that again, so we're really thankful for that. And people get creative, and that's what we encourage the public to do. If you're looking for, you know, a way to give back this holiday season, think about a way to incorporate, you know, your neighborhoods, your families, you know, your offices, your coworkers, and come up with a way to collect these toys. And then once you've collected them in that fashion, you can drop them off at a fire station, and we have a group of dedicated volunteers that will come and pick those toys up. Or if you have a large amount of toys, if you just go crazy with it, we can arrange a pickup from your actual location where you're collecting toys.
Yeah, it can be kind of a fun way to get the kind of build the morale in the business too, because I know a couple years ago I was at a Target, and one of the companies, they'd all put their money together to buy toys, and everyone kind of went toy shopping together.
Yeah,
so it's just
that's
kind of
the fun part. It's one thing to give money, and we've had people to donate funds, but to actually take that money and go to the store and do the shopping, it's overwhelming. I mean, you think, oh, I'll go in here and spend a couple thousand dollars on toys, it's going to be easy, but people really put a lot of thought into it, as though, you know, they're buying it for themselves. I said that last year, Paul, we had companies come in, and they just really connected with that actual shopping experience.
And another amazing thing that you may not be aware of is the kids of this community really want to help other kids. You know, we'll get toys from baseball teams, from little league teams, from Cub Scout packs, just a kid telling his mom, you know, I want to go drop a teddy bear off at the fire station. We get stuff from kids all the time, and they really understand what it means to give, even at a young age. They understand what it means to give back, and it really is. It's maybe the most rewarding part for me. I've been doing this for almost 14 years now, and I see it every year. These kids just want to give back, and they would rather do without for their Christmas and help somebody else out. It's really heartwarming to see that.
You know, and that's one of the things I noticed when I took part at the toy drive, when the toys were being given to the families, was a lot of the volunteers were kids. Kids that were, it was young people, teenagers, maybe even younger, maybe young adults in their early, you know, late teens, early 20s, who were helping these families to get the toys. And that takes me to a quick point. Real quick, thank you so much for being on Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo. I'm joined by Paul Box and Sheldra Bingham from the Houston Fire Department. We're talking about Operation Stocking Stuffer. It's a great toy drive, happens every year. It's been happening for the last 30 years in our community, helping children who maybe wouldn't have as great of a Christmas, have a great Christmas because of these efforts. And it's a huge volunteer effort because there's more than just giving the toys to the kids. There's a sorting effort. There's a collecting effort. And do y'all still need volunteers? Is there a way the community can help volunteer to be a part of this?
Absolutely. We have a link going up. It'll be linked from our department website and from our Facebook page. We're going to need volunteers to, as you mentioned, come by and sort toys, and we'll need a ton of volunteers for the actual giveaway day, which is in December.
Now, tell me about the sorting, because this is one of the most fascinating things, the way this works. And I know this is the biggest need for volunteers, because you obviously 5,000 families, that probably means close to 10 or 20,000 toys. So can you take me through the sorting process?
How it works is we'll have the pods delivered to the church. And we will break the pods down, and we'll bring them all in this big room. And then we have the kids are separated into different categories by sex and by age group, from 2 to 5, 6 months to a year, to 14 to 17 year olds. There's about 6 or 7 different age groups. And we'll have these areas designated for those age groups, and we'll get all these toys in the middle of the big room, and then we take them out to, that will go to this boy of 14 to 17, that'll go to a girl 6 to 9 years old, and we just go through pod after pod after pod, sorting out all these toys out. And then we put them in a bag, and then we put the big bag, those bags, in a big bag.
And
we have bags everywhere.
Makes you wonder how Santa Claus pulls it off every year, right?
Santa Claus can take the day off in Houston. So we got them covered down here.
So, you know, in that regard, you know, you get all these toys separated, and then you have them out at the church ground. Speaking of, where will the distribution place be this year?
It's going to be at the New Light Christian Center, and that's located at 7317 East Houston Road, which is like Northeast Houston, not too far from the Loop. And we've been there since, boy, probably about 8 years now. And they've been so great to us. Not only do they donate the whole facility, but they also donated about 100 bikes to us last year. So they're just great folks to work with. And it's a huge parking lot. You've been there. It's a huge parking lot, plenty of room. And it just meets our needs.
So the families who come to get toys at this event, you know, who Operation Stocking Stuffer is meant for, how many toys do the kids get? Like, what is it? What is the receive process like on that day?
Each kid gets 3 toys, and each family can register up to 3 kids. So it's a huge bag of goodies that those families are leaving with.
And what we do is if a family gets a bike, that will take place of 1 bag of toys. Say what they'll have to do is pick one of their children out to receive a bike, and that will take care of their toys. But the other 2 kids will get toys. So
we've gone over the sorting, the collecting, the receiving, and you said that there'll be a link up at HoustonFireDepartment.com.
Yes,
and right. And they can sign up to volunteer to be a part of this.
Yes.
You can also reach out to me on any social media. I'll help connect you with the fire department if necessary, if you'd like to be a volunteer for this. I want to share with you guys, you know, I'm super excited about it because I've wanted to champion this for a long time, and I'm just so glad to be such a big part of it. I'm really hoping we can break the records of families that we've had in the past. It'd be great to see 10,000 families receive toys. You know, Christmas means a lot to me. It always has been, and I know it has for you guys as well. And so this is really awesome. Operation Stocking Stuffer, November 16th through December 17th.
And then the giveaway will be on December 20th.
And that's going to be at New Light Fellowship Church?
New Light Christian Center.
New Light Christian Center. And all these details will be available online. You can go to ionhouston.com, also on our Facebook page. Sheldra and Paul, thank you all so much for coming in and giving us your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.